I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. California is our country. We must fix this state so our kids will stay. Only your trust can do that. Not politicians who try to fix government schools. Not politicians who claim to support our right to bear arms, yet utter such nonsense you know they neither carry nor train. To protect your kids and fix California, you must first fix your trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
No Shohei Ohtani for the Dodgers, no problem.
Swung on, hammer deep to right field. This ball's back, it is gone. Into the Seattle bullpen. Dalton rushing. A three-run shot for the Dodger catcher. It is 5-0. Home run number 12 for rushing.
AM 570 LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. They outscored the Mariners 6-2. The Giants snapped the Padres' five-game winning streak after coming out on top 4-1. The Red Sox topped the A's 5-4, and the Braves held on 5-4 against the Nationals. The Twins are acquiring left-handed reliever A.J. Minter from the Mets in exchange for two prospects. In the NFL, free agent wide receiver Deebo Samuel is signing a one-year deal with the 49ers worth $7 million. And in the WNBA, the Aces defeated the Liberty 104-99. Asia Wilson, 33 points and 10 rebounds.
She grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95, and at D&J. Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Bakersfield man pepper sprays family with two children at San Luis Obispo, food for less. Creston native to participate in international maritime warfare exercise. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. San Luis Obispo police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. Slow police say a family of five adults and two juveniles got into an argument with an adult male, later identified as 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield. The police department says one of the adult victims feared for the safety of their family and displayed pepper spray to compel Franco to leave them alone. Franco retreated to his vehicle and returned with his own pepper spray, using it on the entire family. He then fled as police were called. Franco was later located in Avila Beach by CHP and Port San Luis Harbor Patrol. Franco was taken into custody and found to be in possession of a handgun in his vehicle, stored improperly. He was booked into the San Luis Obispo County Jail on felony child abuse, misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray, and misdemeanor improper storage of a firearm in a vehicle. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime warfare exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Hannah Higuera, a native of Creston, serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt, a Navy warship participating in the biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise around the Hawaiian Islands. Higuera graduated from Atascadero High School in 2021 and joined the Navy 3 years ago. In the exercise, 31 nations, approximately 40 surface ships, 5 submarines, 14 national land forces, over 140 aircraft, and 25,000 personnel will participate. The Republic of Korea will command the maritime component, and Canada will command the air component. Wake Up Paso returns August 5th. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the Chamber's premier morning networking and community update event, bringing together local leaders to share the latest developments shaping Paso. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Featured guest speakers this month will be Paso Robles Police Department Chief Damian Nord, Joel Peterson, Executive Director of Wine Country Alliance, and Warren Frace, Community Development Director for the city. Speakers will provide timely updates on public safety, economic development, community planning, and continued growth of Paso Robles. Attendance is $40 for chamber members and $55 for non-members. For more information and to register, you can visit the chamber's website. Atascadero's free Saturday concert series will continue tomorrow. Tomorrow's entertainment will feature Josh Rosenblum, an artist based on California's Central Coast. His sound today brings pop sensibility to genres of southern rock, soul, and country. Atascadero concerts are held from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Atascadero Lake Park. And don't forget to take advantage of food truck weekends as well, from 12 to 4 p.m. every weekend through September 27th. This weekend features Quesadilla Gorilla. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mariners 6-2, the Red Sox over the Athletics 5-4, the Giants beat the Padres 4-1, the White Sox over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Red Sox, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Angels will face the Brewers, the Athletics will go against the Tigers, the Yankees will face the Cubs. In California news, on Wednesday evening, deputies responded to reports of gunshots and screaming in a residential street in Chino Hills on the 2100 block of Monteverde Drive. A male victim was shot and shoved into a car trunk by a male suspect. The suspect was located traveling at high speeds. A chase ensued and the vehicle's passenger surrendered, but the driver instead opened the car trunk and in front of deputies shot and executed the kidnapped victim. Deputies then opened fire and killed the suspect. A California businessman is in custody for allegedly hiring a hitman to murder someone over unpaid debt. Agents arrested Marcos Arturo Kleeman Tronlin of Miami on Thursday. He is a Mexican citizen, a lawful permanent resident of the U.S., and chief executive officer of cross-border currency exchange company MoneyFlip LLC. Federal officials are also accusing Kleeman of money laundering. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. There are several organizations that advocate for policy to support American farmers, but not all farmers have the same priorities. Iowa farmer Anna Peschek owns Over the Moon Farm, a pasture-raised, direct-to-consumer poultry and livestock business.
But especially in this moment where we're looking to the next farm bill, it's really important that voices like mine are at the policymaking table. I live and farm in Iowa, and often my type of farm, small independent direct-to-consumer farm, we're often unrepresented, both on the state level, but also on the federal level.
Peschek is one of the founding members of the recently formed Face Ag Network to bring farmer voices like hers to the policy table.
I think oftentimes small, mid-sized, independent farmers like myself see that viability in the system is very hard unless we look to policy change. We can farm really well. We can do all of these things. We can work together on you know, our production practices. But unless we like make some fundamental changes to some major policy, it's really, really hard for farms like ours to financially and otherwise be viable.
FACE is an acronym short for Farmers for Animals, Communities, and the Environment.
You work hard raising America's beef. Now get rewarded with Superior Livestock. Consign your cattle to the Bighorn Classic Video Auction August 17th through the 21st in Sheridan, Wyoming, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your cattle to the nation's largest buyer base, and delivers true price discovery through competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117. Contact your local Superior rep or visit SuperiorLivestock.com. But don't wait. The consignment deadline is July 31st.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. While California has developed new strategies to prepare for wildfires, protect water supplies, and respond to public health emergencies, the state's agricultural pest prevention system has fallen behind even as producers face more threats than ever before. Lindsay Carter, executive director of the California Agricultural Commissioners and Sealers Association, said in a recent AgAlert commentary, "The stakes could not be higher. For growers, invasive pests don't just threaten yields. They jeopardize export markets, increase production costs, and create uncertainty that can last for decades," Carter added. To address the issue, Carter said the association in the coming year will invite growers, commodity organizations, environmental interests, university researchers, state and federal agencies, and other stakeholders to help develop a comprehensive statewide pest prevention plan. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs right around 103, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 104, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Sunday and all the way through Friday next week. Upper 90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday through Thursday, 93 a week from today. An extreme heat warning is in effect from 10 a.m. today till 8 p.m. on Sunday. Dangerously hot conditions of 95 to 110 degrees are expected in some parts of San Luis Obispo County. Chances of heat-related illnesses increase significantly during extreme heat events. Remember to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at Kate John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks turned lower after an upbeat open, even though people are feeling a little better about the economy as measured by the University of Michigan. Its consumer sentiment index for the end of this month rose to 55.2. Chicago business activity increased slightly this month. The Chicago Business Barometer nudged up to a reading of 57.6. ExxonMobil and Chevron both reported very strong earnings, boosted by high crude oil prices. Chevron shares up 0.5%, though Wall Street was expecting even more from ExxonMobil, and shares are down 2%. Apple and Amazon reported an upbeat quarter. Amazon shares up 14%. Investors are disappointed with Apple's forecast, and Apple shares are down 9%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. to my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, snakes in my case.
Tickets are on sale now for the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers 27th Annual Cook-Off, and it's coming up August 8th, and that will take place at the Paso Robles Event Center. Enjoy wine, beer, amazing food, live music, and some dancing, lots of competition. And remember, sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles, 100% of the profits go to an endowment, which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors. For tickets and additional information, go to winemakerscookoff.com.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Many a woman has come between friends. The story you're going to hear is just another sad tale of a love triangle. Or actually, was it a square? In the early 1860s, two men of strong will, Dave Tutt and William Hickok, had a couple of encounters which ended up with their engaging in fist fights. In 1865, working on the principle of the third time's a charm, they met again. This time, William Hickok, or Wild Bill Hickok, as he was now known, seemed to get along with Dave Tutt. Part of the reason could have been that Dave had his comely sister with him, and Wild Bill took a liking to her. In addition, Dave Tutt was doing much better financially than Wild Bill, and Dave loaned Bill some money from time to time. Now enters the wild card. As Susanna Moore came to town, Wild Bill had supposedly known her from an early encounter. So Wild Bill started sparking her along with Dave Tutt's sister. Now, Susanna was not a woman who liked to share her man. To stir things up, she started flirting with Dave Tutt. The whole affair came to a climax on July 20, 1865. Wild Bill Hickok was playing poker when Dave Tutt came up to him and grabbed his pocket watch that was laying on the table. Dave said it was payment for what Wild Bill owed him. Wild Bill allowed Dave to take the watch, but let it be known not to let anyone know he had Wild Bill's watch. The next morning saw Dave on the street wearing the pocket watch. With his pistol held at his side, Dave started walking toward Wild Bill. In response to a warning from Wild Bill, Dave shot off a round. Making sure he didn't hit the pocket watch, Wild Bill shot Tut through his heart. Wild Bill learned that a person can't play two fiddles at one time and make pretty music. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo Police responded to an incident at the Food for Less parking lot on Higuera Street yesterday afternoon. SLO Police say 38-year-old Travis Franco of Bakersfield pepper sprayed a family in the parking lot during an altercation. He was found later by CHP and Harbor Patrol, arrested for felony child abuse and misdemeanor unlawful use of pepper spray. Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce that Wake Up Paso is back by popular demand. Wake Up Paso is the Chamber's premier morning networking and community update event. The event will be held Wednesday, August 5th from 7:30 to 9 a.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm CJ Papa. President Trump meets his cabinet shortly at Camp David, but is the U.S. military running out of weapons?
The Center for Strategic and International Studies is posting a concern about the depletion of U.S. armaments since the start of the war in Iran. The center is saying that some key weapons, such as Patriot missiles, interceptors, are at less than half the supply, the stockpile that they were before the war. Pentagon spokesman pushing back on that concern.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Tel Aviv. President Trump says there's a deal to end the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Hamas says it will give up its heavy equipment, but Israel must commit to stop the killing and violations and withdraw from Gaza. The Michigan primary is Tuesday. Democratic Senate candidate Abdul El Sayed campaigns today with Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar in Dearborn. America is listening to Fox News.
Summertime is savings time at the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Here's Rich London.
I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody. So I've got high-end beds with Chatham & Wells. I've got medium-high with Eastman House. I've got other lines that are lesser expensive, but all are good quality beds, top quality to good quality.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today. High of 103. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. 104 on your Saturday. Then we'll cool down a little bit. Upper 90s Sunday. Monday through Thursday, low 90s. And a week from today, mid 90s. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. 6:11 a.m., 8:09 p.m., we are at 69 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. All right, coming up this afternoon, Kenny is by himself. Not really, though. Darsha's away, but he'll have on Jennifer from the Templeton School District and then Randy from the San Miguel School District. Discussing bond measures, performance, and answer the question, are there little boxes in the Templeton High School and Middle School bathrooms? Okay. Clarification this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing, 24/7, same day. Give them a call, 805-466-6188. on the backstretch, headed for home, 238-577-5238-KPRL. You can call or text that as we're ready to go.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone. And now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter called
The Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Alrighty, let's see here. That's why it's called an invasion. What's this? What bad would happen if the city stopped funding the Chamber of Commerce? I have no idea. You might want to ask that directly. I do know, I shouldn't say I know, that there's a national one, and the chamber, at least nationally, is over 100 years old. And I'm not really sure what the reasons why it started originally, but from time to time, it does come under fire. And in 2022, for example, the Chamber of Commerce, again, this is not the local, but I don't know where the ties or connections are, said that it supported the doubling of illegal immigration in the United States and a permanent solution for illegal immigrants who entered the U.S. as children. And also, back before that, the Chamber of Commerce came under attack for its support of amnesty for illegal immigrants. And again, this is the national. I do remember a couple of years ago, it was the California Chamber of Commerce. And it had to, I forget what rules or laws or proposition that they were in favor of, and it was controversial. Again, I can't keep track of that. Now, according to such, the Chamber of Commerce is generally to be considered politically right and generally promotes fiscal conservative policies. But on the immigration reform and free trade, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce opposes tariffs. Okay, so, but locally, I don't know. Again, you may want to ask somebody regarding that, or be kind of interesting to ask the chamber themselves and see what their own thoughts are on their own future. Gee, how would that work out? How would that work out, or how would the answers be? Speaking of that, I don't know how long ago, it was last week or the week before, I was mentioning the salaries here in the county, and of course we just hired this new Dr. Fauci here in the county with a salary of about $260,000. Well, it's more. This, again, it's just about. And then with her benefits, that's an additional $167,000. Okay. And some more numbers have come out on cities throughout the county on the money, and particularly overtime money. Tascadero Fire Department, for example, employees earned the most overtime pay in 2025, with 10 workers collectively making more than $500,000 in extra wages. Okay. I don't know how that works, how it's set up with their contracts and so forth and so on. Let's see here. Salaries, overtime pay, lump sum pay, and other wages for the 50 highest paid city employees of Paso Robles totaled $10.5 million. Of these employees, 44.8 worked for the Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services. The top The agency's 23 top earners collectively made $4.9 million in 2025, including $1 million in overtime pay. Salaries for 14 employees with the Paso Robles Police Department accounted for more than $2.8 million in total pay. I don't know how overtime works. Collectively, again, this is for the same. They earned over $648,000 for overtime. In some cases, some members, more than 50%, 46% of their annual wages came from overtime. I don't know. Overtime's different for, you know, I guess you would say the different, what's the word I'm looking for here? Not, like maybe a supervisor, they're not going to get paid overtime because they're paid a flat salary and that's your job. And if things go awry at work today, well, you're going to have to stay and take care of it. I don't know how this other stuff works, but I shouldn't say always, but sometimes I go, well, that's your job. You're getting paid. You're being compensated for. It's like when you, the county clerk recorders. Well, that's their job. If somebody's asking for information, that's public. That's what you do. You get information to the people. So why should you get paid overtime for that, even if you're not working overtime? Let's see here. Local chambers on the email. The Atascadero Chamber has been very supportive of a good group. Pastor Chumbles yesterday rejected my offer of free training at its Hunter Ranch tournament. Okay, so the Pastor Robles, the Atascadero Chamber has been supportive of this person's gun training efforts. The Paso Chamber yesterday rejected my offer for free training at its Hunter Ranch tournament. Okay. Don't know the reasons given, et cetera, maybe Hunter Ranch wouldn't allow, I don't know. It's not their, it's their tournament, but it's not their location. So always like to know a little bit more information. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL. On this edition here on The Right Choice, KPRL. So we got back to, or go back to the John Adams of 250 years ago on the prediction that, and people don't seem to, we see it in other areas, but we don't see it most. I know there was a gentleman that would call in a lot to sound off when Al was on and talk about the spending. But Americans, because they're, many Americans, their own spending habits are ridiculous. That they don't, it doesn't seem to bother them. The national debt is creeping towards $40 trillion. We're going to pass it on. In many cases, these same people say they're concerned about their grandchildren's future. I've heard that my whole life. I don't believe they're concerned because you keep voting to spend more money that we don't have. We're printing, we're making it up, we're passing it along. You want to have your whatever little thing there. It's not a necessity, but you want it and you want other people to pay for it. That's why I really admire groups that go out and do fundraiser for their needs and stuff, you know, like the Creston Library, you know, places like that. They go out and they do actual work and they raise, and primarily self-sufficient. They're not asking for take my money. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to talk about the national debt. You just brought that up. It is fascinating because a lot of people don't have a good grasp, and I imagine most people don't have a good grasp of that number, what it means, how it works, and how it will affect us. It's not like the federal government, because they can print the money, has to technically ever pay it back. but they do need to roll it over. And obviously, we've been running deficits for pretty much what there was like one or two times in our lifetimes. It was a balanced budget. But think about the way our monetary system works. Let's say you go to the bank and borrow $100,000 to buy your Lamborghini or whatever, and you pay it off over the next 20 years. So if the money supply was constant, you would have to find ways to get that money that you pay in interest. And so the fascinating thing about it is there almost always has to be more money pumped into the system. And the way the federal government does that is through, treasury bonds. And it's a complicated thing. And again, I don't even think I have a good grasp of it. But the fact that there is a debt is in and of itself not necessarily that bad. I mean, I own treasury bills. I've got an account at treasurydirect.gov. So the government is borrowing from me and paying me interest. But again, where does that interest come from? There's always got to be that the money supply has to keep getting bigger is what I'm getting at. So as our economy has grown, that national debt almost inherently has to get bigger. The problem that we have deficit spending is a true problem. But again, it doesn't mean that the Federal Reserve charges interest. So it's a complicated mess. The way we see it in our lives is inflation. The dollar doesn't go as far. But if you have assets, then those assets increase in dollars. So it's kind of this weird balancing act that happens. So it's a problem, but it's I don't think it's as terrible as people make it out to be.
Okay, so I'm going to bring it to a local level here. When you say that most people, and you're probably right, they don't understand, or maybe they don't even pay attention. Do we look at something like our bonds and not realize how much we're really paying on them?
Yeah, I'm sure people don't, and they, who looks at their property tax statement? I mean, they look at what they owe and they figure out a way to pay it, or they sell the house or whatever. But it is broken down, and the county, you can get access to kind of where the money goes. What is it now? Over $1 billion for the county and paying all these people salaries and pensions and stuff. No, I mean it's hard to say how it will all shake out. I mean, the doom and gloomers, are saying, oh no, monetary crash, buy gold, guns and bullets, just and honestly, that is ridiculous, because people have been saying that, the end of the world is near for the past, million years so, or 100,000 years. So anyways, but the counties and state governments are different. They can't print the money. They technically have to figure out a way where to get it, and that's the problem with deficit spending at a state level, is they got to figure out where to get the money, and guess who they're looking at? You and me.
Well, so. I was just going to say, they don't have to figure out anything. You just said it. They're going to get the money from us, and they're going to do that by continuing to do the same things. They're going to, do the vague threats, and they're going to continue to pay outlandish salaries and have these outlandish pensions, and spend money on something like, it was talked about yesterday, on this $30 million damn bridge so people can ride their bikes from Templeton to Atascadero. It's stupid, and it's irresponsible.
Yes, it is. But just think, if you owned the construction company that got that contract, gosh, wouldn't you like to see that happen? So, I mean, that's the problem, is there's corruption, there's not honor, there's, and there's too much money flowing around. And, again, the people kind of have to wake up. I mean, obviously, some people do. And wake up and, make an issue for it. But there's not a big push for a limited government. It's a push for socialism and give me free stuff. And, you talk about the education system and the lack of knowledge on what, made America great. I mean, Trump's trying, but he's got his own issues. I mean, there's so many people that don't like Trump just because he's Trump. even when he does good things, it doesn't matter because there's so many people that don't like him. So, you know, and it's kind of like pushing a string. You move it, but does it really, you know, change a lot? But the issue with our situation is it's almost a guarantee our dollar will continually buy less, because that's the way governments deal with debt, is they pay it off. It's just the dollar's not worth as much because they print so many of them. But there's always another side of the coin, meaning there is a national debt, but who's the lender? I mean, it's when the Federal Reserve, which is this bank conglomerate thing, you know, buys the Treasury bonds, that's like total money out of thin air.
Okay, so we, and I'm sure you have too, most of us have heard for many of our years on Earth that, well, boy, Social Security is in trouble. It's, boy, we're going to run out of money. Okay, now, this is money that the government takes from you. You have no choice. Why doesn't the government run out of money for giving people who are not legal citizens of the United States benefits?
Yeah, that is, the Social Security thing is they will print the money, or they'll lower the certain things or raise the taxes. I mean, they'll figure it out, but, you know, it's always kick the can down the road until there's no more road to kick it down.
I guess my point is that, no, you stop spending the money over there on people who are not even citizens of this country, and you make that... that particular department or program, whatever, in this case Social Security, you make it solvent.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you look at all the fraud that, what was it, Nick Shirley or something, or the guy that, you know, showed the hospice fraud and the stuff in Minnesota. I mean, you know, our good old J.D. Vance is supposed to be the, what did they call him, the corruption czar or something? It's a lot of hoopla, and then it fades out of the media and no one pays attention to it. But yeah, there's so much waste and fraud and abuse, and you know that. I mean, you've talked about it for years. It happens everywhere, and again, it goes back to the, you know, our bridge, right? I mean, gosh, if somebody, they vote for that bridge, that money is going to go somewhere. It'll come out of your pocket, and it'll go to some, you know, construction company, and they'll do stuff, and they'll make, you know, good salaries, and then I don't know where do they take it to China, or do they spend it in the community? So I don't know. I mean, the bits and pieces are hard for all of us to grasp, especially when you get into millions and billions and trillions of dollars. So, what is that? The national debt clock, you can go look and how fast it's counting up and whatever. I forget what it's at now. I think it's like $300,000 per person. But, you know, what do we have? Well, we got roads and buildings and, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's that all had to be paid for something. So, I don't know. I mean, the dollar is now just, it's no longer a store of value because it's just going to keep losing it. So you have to decide when you get dollars, what do you do with them? You know, do you trust the government and save it and get whatever interest rate they give you? Or do you buy an asset? Or do you just spend it and say, woohoo, you know? So I don't know. I mean, it's just the numbers are so big, I don't think we as individuals can even grasp it. And I think that's the problem with the governments is they're individuals too, so they don't grasp it. And so it's just going to come down to how things evolve and, you know, what things break, because that's when politicians will pay attention. So yep. What is that going to be?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Yeah, but, again, is the national debt has been going up our whole lives, and I guarantee you it's going to keep going up. Now, if we ever see a balanced budget or a balanced budget amendment, then, things may change because that would rein in the government. But is there going to be enough people to do a convention of states and actually do amendments? I mean, it's happened how many times? You know, what are we at, like 29 or 30 or something? So it happens. It can happen. So there's always hope.
Yeah. Well, that's we have to have hope. That's
yes.
We just can't give up. All right, we're out of time.
You have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too. And that is going to conclude this week's
local news update, brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Atascadero's free Saturday concert series will continue tomorrow from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Lake Park.
Tomorrow's entertainment will feature the Josh Rosenblum Band, an artist based on California's Central Coast to bring in pop sensibility to genres such as Southern Rock, Soul, and Country. A Creston native will be participating in the world's largest international maritime wartime exercise. Petty Officer 3rd Class Hannah Higuera, an Atascadero High School graduate, serves aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt and will be participating in the biennial Rim of the Pacific exercise. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 103. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Kenny will be not by himself. He's got a couple of guests. Darsh is out today. Jennifer Greninger from the Templeton School District, and then Randy from the San Miguel School District, discussing a lot of things. Enjoy that. Make sure everybody is hydrated, including the furry creatures as well. Enjoy your weekend. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pop. Keep the cash local. Continue to live as free Americans. This hour brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.